The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. So, good morning. Gosh, what a nice day. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here. And it is great. I don't know. Let me just get started here. Okay. Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. And their walk-in humidor is even better than before. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Phone line 0530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, aren't we, Jared?
We are.
Okay, we are. And Jared, what's the weather look like this morning?
Well, it is currently 53 degrees. We're going to have a nice day today. It's going to be sunny and mostly clear tonight. 83 is a high, a low of 52. Tomorrow it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 86, a low of 55. On Sunday, it's going to be sunny, partly cloudy at night with a high of 84, a low of 56. And on Monday, it's going to be sunny, partly cloudy at night with a high of 86 and a low of 56.
Okay. Hey, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And if it's Friday and it's Friday morning and we're all here wide awake and perky, here comes Amy.
Good morning. I'm wide awake and perky for sure.
You are, because we're like the second or third place you hit today,
yeah.
Right?
No, your shirt, though, is really...
You like that shirt?
I love it. I love that color.
Oh, good.
It's waking me up. It's making me feel good inside. That's a good color that just, like, makes you feel good.
It does, and this is my...
Robin's egg blue.
This is one of my fishing shirts I got from the fly shop.
I like it.
Yeah, fly shop. It's got great stuff there. And so, I've gone through all my fishing shirts, and Linda went through them and threw them all out, because... Mm-hmm. I'd had them for, a few years.
Yeah, and 20 years.
Well,
that's what men do.
Well, it's not 20. Okay. I'm trying to think of anything I've had for 20 years. I don't think I've had anything for 20 years. Uniforms.
I've had this attitude for 20 years.
You've had your attitude
for 20 years? I've had it for at least
20 years. At least 20. Okay, yeah. Okay. How about maybe a little more? Maybe 1 or 2 years more?
Maybe.
Okay. You brought in... What did you bring in?
I brought in Samson.
Samson. Now, Samson is a little bit... What kind of dog is he?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. So at the shelter, he's listed as a pit Akita mix. He looks nothing like a pit bull to me.
He doesn't look like anything.
He doesn't look like an Akita either.
No.
Or a mix of those two.
He's brown, short hair.
Yeah.
And his tail, he's got a regular tail.
No, it curls up.
Does it curl up?
It curls up, and he's got pointy. So I describe him as, if you know what a dingo looks like.
A dingo. I was looking at him.
He's not a dingo.
That's exactly what I thought. A dingo is an Australian wild dog.
Like a feral wild dog.
But they have the pointy ears and they're that color.
Pointy ears and the curled tail, and they're kind of this color. I know he's not a dingo, but like if you want to picture what his breed looks like, imagine that. Because to me, he doesn't look like a pit bull, and I would not label him as such because he just doesn't look like one to me.
And he's about, 60 pounds?
Yeah, about 60 pounds.
But he could put on 10.
He could put on 10, yeah. He's pretty... He's on the lean side. He's really active. In the kennels especially, but out of them, he's like a totally different dog. So a lot of people don't give him a second glance. He's been with us since November.
Oh.
And people just walk by because, he kind of jumps and just does, he's trying to impress people is really what he's doing.
He wants to see somebody. He said, look at me, me home.
When you put him in a visiting room or take him out in the yard, he actually walks loose leash. He's good with dogs, cats,
he's laying
kids.
On the ground right now. There's no jumping.
There's nothing.
Sniffed my shoes where elk killers, lays on them every so often. And so we're fine. Samson and I are great.
Yeah. No, he really is. He's really sweet and calm. And
so you're looking for a dog that you want to go for walks with. This dog would be a great dog to go on
walks
with.
And he walks really well on a leash. He's been in special programs at Haven.
He's not going to go chase around.
No, he knows how to sit, lay down, and army crawl. He army crawls for snacks. So he knows a lot of cute little tricks. And
you know what?
He's well behaved.
Jared knows that, too.
Yeah.
And they brought in those strawberry shortcakes. He army crawled for that strawberry shortcake.
I would too. Hey, no judgment here. No regret.
They're really good. It's like 3 pounds of strawberry shortcake they bring in here. And then they put ice cream, the strawberries, and they
is that when the strawberry festival?
They bring in. I swear, each one of those things weighs 3 pounds.
I know they're huge.
We had a guy that worked here before that you know, he ate one. And then while we're in here, and two others out there, went out there and eaten half of another one. He was eating it as fast as he could. It was like, man, dude.
Yeah.
That's like 6 pounds of ice cream you just ate.
Yeah, I couldn't finish mine last time.
No, I know.
Well, you know, your predecessor out there just, you know, not Bad Bob, but the other guy just went out there and ate one totally, and it was halfway through the other one. And I said, what are you doing? I mean, that's for everybody. And he goes, well, you were on this, you know, you were in there. And I'm just looking at him. I'm thinking, how can you eat that much food? Anyway, okay, but that's got nothing to do with Samson. Samson.
Okay.
Okay, how's Samson around other dogs?
Good. He prefers female dogs, but he just depends on the males. Just depends on their personality types of his, but he's done okay with dogs.
Okay.
He's done good with cats. He doesn't seem to, like, care about them at all. I've tried to get a response out of him, and he just looks the other way. He doesn't seem to care.
Okay, now he's laying down. He's got a white stripe on his nose, down the front of his nose.
He's got a very expressive face, and he's always cocking his head when you any different sounds, so he's always, like... Doing
like
the really
the cute things.
The really adorable.
He gives you the dog look.
Yes.
You talk to him and he cocks his head to the side.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he's really listening.
Yeah. And he's been with us for a long time, and his adoption fee's been sponsored down to $30. So, you know, it's a great deal for Samson. He's neutered and vaccinated and up to date.
Samson. He's got pink ears.
Yeah.
And he is very alert. There.
Very alert all the time. He's really, really cute. So his adoption fee's only $30. And then you can also bring in cans of non-perishable food items as well, because that's $25 off of any adoption fee for that. And then we are gearing up for Pet Fest right around the corner. Before you know it, it's going to be Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Pedo. And you know what? It's going to be a great day. Where's that going to be at?
It's going to be a great day. It's going to be at Haven Humane from noon to 5, so it's like an all-day thing. Kid-friendly, family-friendly, free. So that's a fun thing if you're looking for something to do on that day.
Are there vendors there?
There are vendors. There should be vendors, food, and I'm pretty sure it's margaritas and tacos, because what else are you going to have?
Oh, no, you guys are not going to serve margaritas. It would probably be like non-alcoholic margaritas. No, real margaritas?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, if you serve those early enough, you can probably adopt out every animal
you got. Every animal in the shelter, I'm
every
sure
animal in the shelter will go home with somebody. Some guy goes home with a bag full of kittens.
Yep, exactly.
A starter pack for a cat lady.
So mark your calendars. Make sure you don't miss it. It's a really fun event. It's something we do every year, and it's a highlight of the year for us, for sure.
All right.
Just so fun to open up the gates and
Cinco
let everybody come.
Cinco de Pedo.
Cinco de Pedo.
Yeah,
so come to Pet Fest, and we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Great. Okay. Amy, thank you so much. And, of course, Haven Humane, phone number?
241-1653. Give Samson a home.
Yeah, if you're looking for a good dog that is quiet, but... looks like, you know, he's in great shape for you if you want to go for runs or walks. And he's of the size that, you know, that somebody will look at the dog, will notice the dog. But he's not one of those ones that's going to be
like
yanking your arm off.
Massive. No, he walks really well on the leash, actually. So.
And he's got a cute face. And right now he's looking at Jared and saying, what's Jared doing over there? What is Jared doing over there? Okay. All right, Amy, thanks a lot.
Weekend.
You have a great weekend. And good luck, Samson. Oh, look, now Samson's getting up. Oh, he's licking her hand. Isn't that a cute dog? And he's got, hey, do you get the neckerchief with him if you adopt him?
I think so, actually.
Okay.
So there's a really cool company out of Hawaii called Poi Puppy.
Yeah.
And they hand make these. And there's going to be a booth at Pet Fest where you can buy them. And all the proceeds go to medical treatment for dogs in the shelter. So if you're interested in a really cool, they come in all different sizes and different patterns. And it's called Poi Puppy. They're really cute.
Well, I'm not sure what he's doing in there. He's in the trash can.
He's
just checking
it.
He's just checking. He didn't
he's
take
a dog,
anything out.
Carl. Of course he's in the trash can. No, I'm just kidding.
He's a good-looking dog.
Yeah. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too, Amy. Thanks a lot. Hey, speaking of a good weekend, it starts off tonight with the Red Bluff Roundup. We're heading out to the Red Bluff Roundup tonight. And then when we get back after a long week, and knowing we're going to be working some this weekend, we hop into what? Our sleep number bed. That's right. Our sleep number bed. There's many like it, but this one is ours. My sleep number setting is 55. I dropped it down 5. And Linda's is 40. Sleep number setting is 40. We can't think of a better way for, you know, to tell people on how to end your day is to have a great night's sleep. And you can do it on sleep number. And sleep number has a sleep number, sleep number 360 smart beds that they respond to every movement you make and automatically adjust to you. That's right. You can have that happen, but you've got to head on down to the Sleep Number store. Ask them about the Sleep Number 360 smart beds with introductory savings up to $300 plus special financing. Just go down to the Target Shopping Center. Head on over to the Sleep Number store and ask them about it. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. I guarantee you, you're not going to have a better sleep than with Sleep Number. We'll be right back. It's 16 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 20th of April. 50 degrees going up to 83 today. And we're going to come back and talk about, is it worth the time to have our police crack down on prostitution and the Johns that service, that they're being serviced by the prostitutes.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Start saving money now. The Cool April Night Sale is here at Redding Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51 MPG 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The Cool April Night Sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You made a few bucks at a show down in Texas. You rode the train north through the sand and the sage. It took all
your. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. And I guess we're into the, January, February, March. We're into the fourth month of our changing here. So we've gotten, we've got all the rugs in, all the floors in. Most of the stuff painted. The studio is still going to be finished up this weekend, and then the main offices would be painted, and then we're going to transition everything into the big studio so in there that we can look out the windows and have lots of room so that we can bring in, you know, the barrel racer, we can bring in the barrel. We have the bullfighter, bring in the bull. See, let's just see how really good he is in a 10 by 12 room, yeah. You know, in there.
I'm not bringing that bull from Red Bluff up here.
Okay. I'm here with Ruth Nicholas, and from who is the one that handles all the publicity for the Red Bluff Roundup. Plus, you have like 15 more that you handle. You just go from spot to spot. It's a tough life.
Oh, yeah, it's tough.
It is. You know, you have to go over and you have to hang around, you know, those cowboys and cowgirls and all the people.
Hang around rodeos.
Hang around rodeos, you know, have to go out and, you know, gosh, you know, we got to go out to the bar tonight, dance a little bit. Just I got to get the feeling.
There's not much of that.
I got to get the feeling of what's going on around here. And you brought with today Dusty Tuckness. Good morning,
yes,
Dusty.
Good to meet you.
Nice meeting you. And you're from, where are you from, Dusty?
I'm originally from Wyoming, a little town called Meteetse, but I recently bought a place about 6 months ago in just east of Purcell, Oklahoma. So,
okay.
Yeah, kind of centrally located now. It's a lot easier to rodeo in and out of.
Well, now, you are, you know, we talk about bullfighters. You know, people talk about, oh, the clowns. Well, no, that's different, totally different. Can you tell our listeners who may not know that, what's the difference?
Yeah, today's age in rodeo, you know, the rodeo clown and bullfighter, you know, when it first started and evolved, you know, they kind of were the same in one. A lot of times they brought the entertainment and the comedy as well as the cowboy protection, which now there's a lot of guys that are really strictly going one way or the other, whether they're the entertainer, the rodeo clown, the barrel man, or the cowboy protection, the bullfighter. As for myself, that's kind of the path I've chosen. I grew up in the rodeo world. My dad fought bulls and is a rodeo clown now, and I just was really drawn to that aspect of rodeo, and I've just chosen the path of really focusing on my cowboy protection and being a professional bullfighter.
So in the contractor world, we'd call you close-in protection.
There you go.
Uh-huh. So how did you – okay, so your dad was a bullfighter.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of like, oh, okay. But you must have seen your dad getting a few wrecks, though.
Oh, yeah. That's – you know, I always tell people it's kind of like playing with fire. You do it long enough, you're going to get burnt. And not everybody's really cut out to fight bulls, and not everybody's really cut out to rodeo. As you was talking to Ruth earlier, that, you know, we're traveling all over from place to place. I mean, day in, day out. Just the other day I was in Oklahoma. Just before that I was I can't even really remember where I was before that, but I was in, actually, I was on the East Coast at a bull ride. And so we do a lot of traveling, a lot of miles, a lot of sleepless nights. And I actually flew in late last night, got here about 10 o'clock last night, and we rodeoed next 3 days. And then, you know, I head back west for another one. So you find out real quick in this business if this is something you want to do more than just a hobby. There's some hobby people out there that kind of like to enjoy it here and there or participate in it a little bit. But for myself, this is my career. This is my job. This is how I feed my family. So we take it very seriously.
How many rodeos do you work a year, Dusty?
Rodeos, it probably bounces out to probably 60-something events. But performance-wise, you know, I'm over 180 performances a year.
Because you're also in the professional bull riders.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
right?
Well, like, for example, here in Red Bluff, you know, it's three performances.
Right.
Where contestants, they ride one day. I'll perform all 3 days.
Uh-huh.
So multiple performances at different rodeos.
Oh, I see
but
what
as
you're
well
saying.
As,
yeah.
Yes, I participate in a lot of velocity tour events for the PBR, as well as some bullfighters-only freestyle events throughout the year. So we stay pretty busy and tied up, as well as helping out with various schools and Bible camps and different things like that. So we try to stay involved.
Dusty's being modest.
I know, Carl, because I'm
saying his accolades.
I know. I'm getting ready to. I wanted to get to that, because I wanted to get some background on it and how he works and all this. How old are you?
I'm 31.
You're 31. Now, if you don't know rodeo, and most people have have an idea about rodeo, because a lot of people go to rodeo, the roundup.
Oh, yeah, especially
rodeo.
Right here.
Yeah. But the National Finals Rodeo, which happens in December in Las Vegas, is kind of like the Super Bowl. They take the top riders and the top cowgirls, top cowboys in every event, and they come there. I mean, you've got to be in there. I mean, you've got to earn your way in there. And Dusty has been there 9 times, from 2009 through 2017.
Yes, sir.
Now, how are you selected for that? Or do the Cowboys say, I want Dusty on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the season, so a regular rodeo season is the 1st of October to the end of September. And so at the end of September, when they clear up that that year, that season's rodeos, top 20 in the standings at that time,
mm-hmm.
then go through a voting process. It's a two-week voting process. So the first week, basically, everybody who's NFR eligible, which means they've worked at least 8-plus rodeos and 20-plus performances in PRCA events, are eligible. And if their fines and dues and everything's paid up, then they make the ballot that they can get voted on. So there's usually a list of 80-something eligible bullfighters mm-hmm. That start the list. And so after the first round voting, the top five guys make the short list is what they call it,
mm-hmm.
in which the top 20 guys vote again, on, and then the top three vote getters get to work the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. So it's a humbling experience. It's a blessing. It's the longest, probably 2 weeks of the season. You kind of sit there and just hurry up and wait, you know. It's out of your hands. It's in the hands of those that you protect. So it's very crucial for us to be consistent day in and day out, because these rodeo athletes and contestants, some will have a great winter and maybe a decent spring and then a bad summer, but then finish strong in the fall to cap off their chance to go to the NFR. But if we open up the season and our winter, we don't show up very good in the winter, we don't do our job, we're getting people hurt and getting hooked. A lot of times come voting time, those guys really remember that. So it's really crucial for us to be on our game 12 months out of the year.
Well, you have to, I mean, and, you know, and of this, this is not only have you worked it for 9 years, you are you're three times the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association Bullfighter of the Year.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's like you're MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah, something like that.
I think it's more than three, isn't it, Dusty?
I might have misspoken, I believe.
Eight
times?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yep.
You've been the PRCA Bullfighter of the Year.
Yes,
sir. Well, you know what? Did they give you, did they fly you in for this thing? I mean, did the Cowboys carry you around on their shoulders?
No, but
like that?
The camaraderie and the sport of rodeo is second to none,
yeah.
And it's pretty awesome. And, you know, talking bullfighting around this country, I'm pretty sure everybody's pretty aware of Joe Bumgardner. He's actually worked in NFR more than anybody. He's worked 14 mm-hmm. times. He was the first four-year Bullfighter of the Year award recipient when they first come up with the award. So it's pretty cool to come to a rodeo like Red Bluff Roundup and see the history of a guy like Joe Bumgardner that really, mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily say paved the way for cowboy protection, but dang sure was the measuring stick for all of us athletes.
Maybe the prototype for it then, huh?
Yeah, so it's pretty cool to try, not that I can fill his shoes, but it's cool to work a rodeo that he got to work, and everybody respected him so much.
You know, Dusty, you're just a nice guy. You know, most of the contestants you meet are just, and people like yourself are just really nice people. Mm-hmm. We had a rider, a barrel racer, mm-hmm. here yesterday.
Yep, Terry Banger.
Terry Banger, who is one, and she just says, well, you know what, I don't wear that buckle, because if I wear that buckle, you know, she says, it just might, you know, I might just not work as hard. And I'm looking at her. She's very, just like you, very, shows a lot of humility. And obviously you picked up your first Bullfighter of the Year when you were 24 then. Something like that, right?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. It's, like I said, it's been a blessing. It's been a roller coaster ride. And it's a very humbling sport, though.
We need to take a break. And I have another question. And we want to talk about some more things that are happening. About something John Growney has told us. And mm-hmm. about bulls and bull riders, and just what you see, because you're on the ground watching, so you've got to know bulls, but you also got to know the rider too.
Oh yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Her telephone rang about 8:45. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. Wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said it's cold out here and I'm all alone.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Who was once a bull-hooking son of a gun?
You don't have your headphones on, but who's the bull-hooking son of a gun there? Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on the studios of KCNR 1460. Well, it's Red Bluff Roundup week, so if it's that, we have cowboys, we have barrel racers, we have bullfighters, and we have Ruth Nicholson here with us. And we're having a great time. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 25 years. And have been voted best in the North State for good reason. How about there are the best in the North State? They're the only ones we let touch our HVAC systems. Seven days a week, 24 hours a day. If it's an emergency, ask them. They'll treat you like family. 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. I'm here with Ruth Nicholson, who is the publicity guru for the Red Bluff Roundup and 16 others in the United States. And she brought with her today Dusty Tuckness as a bullfighter, but he's more than that. I mean, he's a bullfighter. He's a humble guy, but he's also been 8-time PRCA, and that's Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association Bullfighter of the Year. He's fought the bulls at the Super Bowl of the of rodeo at the National Finals Rodeo 9 times, and he's quiet guy who says he just likes to have a good day at work, and 9 bulls out of 10 doesn't mean it's a good day, right? It's the 10th bull. It's yeah. You like to have all 10 of them, right?
Oh yeah, you want to go in there and walk in, walk out, but make sure all the bull riders walk in, walk out too. So that's, I pride myself on that a lot. You can usually know if you look at me if something didn't go quite right in the arena. Mm-hmm. Whether it looked good from the fans' perspective, but deep down I kind of know, in a sense, if it went smooth and right, how I'd like it to. So Like I said, there's always something you can learn. These animals are your best teacher, and they're going to throw something new at you every day.
Well, John Grounds, of course, is famous for not just Red Rock, but for his time as a stock contractor. And we've talked about this, is that the bulls have been bred so well that it used to be a 1,200-pound fast bull. Now there's 1,700 pounds of really fast mm-hmm. bucking bull. He says it's a lot harder for the bull riders to stay on nowadays.
Yeah, there is some truth to that. John Grounds, he's a guy that I could sit across the table, drink coffee every morning with, and just listen to old re-ride stories. I mean, he's a index full of rodeo knowledge, and mm-hmm. so there's a lot of truth to that. You know, the breeding program for the bulls is getting out of this world outstanding. You know, you can go and find a 21-point spinner around every corner anymore, and it used to be that was one of your better bulls. So the bull power has definitely increased, as well as the horsepower. The riding abilities, they're starting to get some bigger depth charts in your mm-hmm. in your bull riders and your bronc riders, your bareback riders, and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, they've really put a lot of time into producing these flawless animal athletes. We may need to come up with our own system and start
handicapping them.
Yes, no, start making us the right combos with the right riding athletes. But and like I said, it's rodeo. You know, from one day to the next, a guy might ride a bull 5 out of 10 times, and then next year he may buck off all the every time he nods on him. So it's crazy. He may get along with them all year long, and then make it at the NFR and get on him, think he's got the round one, and then nod his head and fall off. So okay. It's a crazy sport that we do, and but it's entertainment. You know, you can go to every perf here at the Red Buff Roundup, and you're going to see a lot of similar stuff, but nothing's going to be the same. You're going to see different cowboys, different cowgirls, different stock. They may be 90, they may be 80, they may be 95, they may be new arena record, and on the timed events, mm-hmm. Whatever. The weather plays a factor in there, the entertainment, and just the whole event itself. So that's what I think rodeo brings, different than a lot of things, is it's brings something new and exciting each and every day.
It's the same. It's the same in bull riding and saddle bronc riding and bareback riding, but it is different mm-hmm. each time. And like you said, you see somebody come out that he's leading the PRCA right now, comes out on a bull. Mm. And bull jumps out, guy falls off.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just because it's just maybe that day.
Yeah, they can have.
But
a
you
huge...
have to have a good day all the time.
Oh yeah. Well, we like that. And you know, this isn't just a weekend deal for us. So yeah. When I'm done here, I go somewhere else. So if I get banged up, battered, or bruised a little bit here, I've got to get to the next one. So with the help of the Justice Sports Medicine Program and the team that's here with Rick Foster and mm-hmm. that travel to the majority of our PRCA events, they allow us to be able to stay functional and help educate us on how to take care of ourselves on the road when we're away from home, so we can continue to compete at a high level. Especially these cowboys that are coming in, they're not only just entered up here, but they're entered up in various other rodeos around the country. So ice and taping and different things like that, and seeing doctors and MDs and athletic trainers is available to us here at this rodeo, as well as a lot of the other rodeos. So the help with that, that helps us be able to do our job at an elite level.
People don't realize if a cowboy gets hurt, there's no insurance there.
Yeah.
There's no, I'll just go home and collect, $5,000 a week.
There's no workman's comp.
No, there's no workman's comp. And gee, I wonder why. Okay. And we've been talking to Dusty Tuckness, but now I want to go over to Ruth. Ruth, there's a lot of things happening
there's
there tonight.
A lot of things happening.
We're going to be there tonight.
7 p.m. tonight, we kick off. We do some sheep riding tonight at 6:30 before the rodeo starts. Tomorrow the performance is at 2:30, Sunday at 1:30. Tomorrow the parade is at 10. Tomorrow night, Chris Wallen, country music star, Chris Lane, Morgan Wallen opens for him tomorrow night at 6:30. The Wild Ride Sunday, if you've never seen that, that's cool to see if you can.
What
that
is the Wild Ride?
That is
for people that have not seen it.
Something unique to Red Bluff. Cowboys, mostly saddle bronc riders, not all, but mostly, will dress in costume at the end of the rodeo and ride their horse, and they are looking for points, and they are up to win a saddle and whole bunch of money. And
these are strange costumes, too.
Oh, they're awesome. They're like Statue of Liberty or Flo from the Progressive or, Kardashian. There's everything out there, and it is cool to see that. It's really fun.
Plus, you have the wild horse race.
Wild horse race, all three days.
And if you haven't seen that, that's interesting.
Yeah,
Dusty, when you see things like that, you just say, "There's somebody's going to get creamed."
Yeah, like I said, that's another event where you kind of got to be. You'll know real quick if you want to do it, and that's something for me. I'm not going to partake in that.
I would never do that. I'd do a lot of different. I would. The other thing it was. This thing where people would go out there and play poker. Bull poker. And they turn a bull loose.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one that moves wins.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You've seen those.
Oh, yeah. We've seen a lot of them. There's a lot of different things like that. The Ring of Fire, the Roulette Wheel, but...
People do this, do they have a death wish? Is this?
Maybe, or just a little much too liquid courage in them, you know?
Yeah, they've stopped at the Coors, and they stopped at the Pendleton, the Pendleton whiskey ramp too soon. Yeah. Okay, what else we have going here then?
Get your tickets now. Don't wait. RedBluffRoundup.com. Get them online. You can get them at the gate, but your seating choices will be limited, so don't wait and get those things now.
Well, you know, I've got a family pack here.
Yep.
For somebody, if you want
tonight.
For tonight. It's for tonight. Yeah, it's 7 o'clock. It's in the main Grandstand B, which is cool, and they're all together. And so if you'd like a family pack of four, or if you just want two, we'll give out two to somebody else. Just give us a call at 605-4567. We've given away a lot of these this week. And, you know, Ruth, thank you so much for always coming by here and just having just great guests here. Now, Dusty, we've talked to Dusty now for, you know, going on 25 minutes, and he hasn't smiled, I don't think. Okay, that's kind of a smile there. But and he's got all of his teeth, too. What would you say is the toughest thing for you when you get out there? I mean, you put on your equipment and you go out there. What exactly is the toughest thing for a bullfighter?
That's pretty deep, and that's kind of a tough question. I would say overall, outside just our job in general, probably the toughest and maybe the scariest thing is the long hours of traveling. Really, the countless hours on the road and trying to get to the rodeo in time or get back home in good shape or a lot of flying miles. But once you strap on your vest and put your cleats on and step in that arena, I'd say the toughest thing for me would probably be just being in the right spot at the right time, but just... Because, like I said, these animals can do anything they want at any given second.
Just because they turn to the left 8 times in a row doesn't mean they will.
Yeah, just the consistency, I would say, would maybe be
the toughest thing
for most people. But it's what I pride myself on, too. So I look forward to the challenge each and every day and step in there being confident, knowing that I've got the abilities, God-given abilities that he's given me to be able to do my job at an elite level. So,
well, you have to have confidence because the second you hesitate.
Exactly.
Well, you know, we're tossing to Dusty Tuckness, who has been the 8-time PRCA Bullfighter of the Year. So when he talks, you know, you need to listen to it. Have you done videos and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
For kids, you know, showing people how to do it and all this?
Yeah.
And do you hold
schools and different things
schools?
Like that? Yes, sir.
Okay. Is it too late for me to probably get into that? No,
we can throw one at you.
Throw one at me. throw a bull at me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, maybe it's a small bull. Because I throw the bull a lot around here already. I've been practicing. But he's also been at the National Finals Rodeo 9 times through last year. And I imagine just by watching him today, he's probably going to be back there again.
We'll see.
Well, you know, good luck out there. And you know what? And I bet, I don't know how many times you probably get hugs and a lot of big thank yous from those bull riders. But I think that somebody that wants to do this and put yourself out there like that, because what you're doing is you're saving people. I think when you get right down to it, your consistency, what bothers you or what you think is the hardest thing is that consistency so you can make sure somebody's safe.
Oh, yeah. I want everybody to walk in and walk out. You know, if somebody's going to get hauled out, I'd much rather be me.
Whoa. Dusty, thanks a lot. Last thoughts here, Ruth?
Come out to the Red Bluff Roundup, 97th Annual.
There you go, 97th Annual. We'll give those tickets away. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in town. It's the only place we buy our guns at. Why? Well, first of all, he's got all the different types of guns you could possibly want and all the accessories, but it's customer service. It's the gunsmithing they have there. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 if you're asking for specifics, or just stop by 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Real people, real winners, the catch of a lifetime. Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our fortune fishing swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Mondays at 8 p.m. Win free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Monday, April 30th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding, Yamaha Sea-Doo. Fortune Fishing, swipe to win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
The Missing in America Project's fundraising banquet this May 26th at the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading. An opportunity to raise money for a great organization that locates, identifies, and interns missing, forgotten veterans. So please come and join us for a prime rib dinner, raffle and auction, thousands of dollars of fantastic auction items at this event. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Linda Kent at 356-3650.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Midnight in the desert, shooting stars across the sky.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I keep saying I'm going down there, and I am, because I have this little bitty chip. But I look at it, and I'm looking at it in the way the sun hits it, and I'm thinking, is that getting any bigger? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to need him to fix it, because he can fix little bitty chips or cracks as long as 2.5 feet in length. And he won't waste your time. You go on down, and you see Jeff Wurst, the owner of Crackmaster Windshield Repair, professionally trained, goes to schools all the time to keep himself up on how to keep your windshields together and keep you safe. Go on down and have him take a look at it. If he can fix it, he'll fix it. If he can't, he'll tell you that. He's not going to waste your time. Give him a call, 241-8373 for an appointment, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. He'll take a look at your windshield, and he'll say, okay, he'll set up an appointment for you, or he'll tell you that, yeah, I think you're going to need a completely new windshield, but you're going to be surprised at everything he can do to keep that windshield safe. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, it's our man on the street time, but it's a little bit different this time. Our man on the street, who is, of course, Keith Houston, a student at Simpson University, is no longer going to be a student there after, what, Sunday?
After Saturday, yeah.
After Saturday. He's going to be a graduate and is heading out.
I know.
So I'm going to, you need to find me another guy or girl to be the person on the street before you leave. Oh, I know it's Friday. Oh, tomorrow. But you can hang around.
Yeah.
Give us some ideas, or give some people some ideas. Have them give us a call. Because people have really, really enjoyed your segment.
Yeah, I had fun doing it. It was very interesting, I think. Going outside my element, talking to people, approaching people and talking to them, that was very fun, getting their opinions.
Well, you did. You know what? You drew a lot in this during
Thank
this
you.
Time frame. Well, you did. You started out, you were pretty nervous, and Linda kind of took you under her wing and was and she's Linda's pretty direct.
Yeah,
and she says, you need to stop this, start this, and you did it. And the way you grew into it was really nice to see. But the way you asked questions and the answers you got, I mean, obviously very non-threatening, and I'm not sure, coming in there, you're putting a phone in front of somebody's face, and in many cases, different places, different types of people, sometimes students, sometimes older people, Target, Walmart, school, Mount Shasta Mall, on the street.
Yeah, I was never really surprised with the answers. It was kind of cool, enlightening to see people, give very good answers, give very educated and wise answers, and it was kind of interesting because you wouldn't I wouldn't expect people to know the topics about what we were asking
sure.
them and stuff, but it was cool for them to have an idea about it.
We should take that Walmart, the one when you were in Walmart. We should take that whole Walmart tape and send it to Walmart.
Yeah.
And say when people talk about, the dummies that go to Walmart, the answers you got that day were just, like you said, the articulate, intelligent answers from everybody you talked to in there.
Exactly.
Now, you're graduating Saturday. Tomorrow.
Next Saturday.
Oh, next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday.
Okay, next Saturday. So you're going to walk down the aisle and with your robe and your
yes, sir.
Pasteboard on?
Yeah, already got our cap and gowns and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's supposed to be outside, right by the cross, big cross at our campus.
Uh-huh.
So this should be fun.
It should be good. I think
yeah.
probably good, nice weather out there and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope it's sunny.
Are your parents coming up or not?
Yeah, my parents, okay. I believe my brother, my extended family, the max is 10. You can only invite 10 people and reserve 10 seats for them. But
uh-huh.
Yeah, so far.
So you're trying to buy more seats? Is that what you're saying?
Nah, not at all. I mean, if people want to come out and want to watch, I think there's. I mean, it's outside, so. But yeah, you can only have a max of 10 people show up for reserved seating.
So when your parents coming up?
They're coming up, I believe, next Friday.
Uh-huh.
Either Thursday, next Thursday or next Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet they're proud of you, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Mom's listening right now.
I don't. Probably not.
Oh,
probably
no.
working right now. But
okay.
Yeah.
But she listens to that.
She listens
to the archives.
Yeah.
Well, Mom, you and Dad, you all did a great job on this young man. And, okay, so... You're leaving the nest of Simpson University of KCNR.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
As of right now, I do not know.
I was contemplating on, you know, maybe staying out here, like, after summer, coming back and, like, maybe working somewhere.
In Reading?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if here was an option, I would love to come back here. But either stay in Reading, maybe go to Humboldt, be with my girlfriend and look for, like, work out there in regards to, like, this, something like this.
Mm-hmm. How much longer does she have? When is she going to graduate?
Well, yeah, you talked to her. She's in environmental engineering.
Right.
She's not going to be done for, like, another 2 years.
Right.
It's just, like, I think another...
Very bright girl.
Yeah, very. Yeah. Very.
She was surprised I knew what that was.
That, yeah.
There you go, underestimating us old guys.
Yeah, she doesn't really... So a lot of people don't really understand or, like, know about, like, engineering like that. And so
environmental engineering, always, which is the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always good when she comes across somebody who doesn't really study environmental engineering but, like, knows about it. So it's kind of...
Nuclear power. She needs to get into that. That's the future. I know people don't believe it, and it'll probably never happen. But anyway, okay. Well, you're in. But I think that with your capabilities, I know your degree's in, well, it's in communications.
Yeah.
So there's going to be lots of things that are going to be opening up out there for you. I've been talking to him about joining the military, and and his dad is a career military guy who said, "Well, you know." You might want to think about that.
Yeah, don't go in the military. Unless you're going as an officer.
As an officer. You go in as an officer there. Yep. So something to think about also there, someplace, you know, maybe down the line. Mm-hmm. But I know that you've done a lot of neat things here. And so what's on your bucket list?
On my bucket list?
Yeah, there's got some, you know, you've got a bucket list. Everybody has. What are some things you'd like to do? You're young. How old are you now?
I'm 24.
24. Okay. Yeah. So, all right.
My bucket list. I would love to travel across the world. One of my biggest places I want to go to is Japan because I was born there and I never got to experience it because I was a baby. So I would love to go to Japan. Rio de Janeiro, I want to see the Christ the Redeemer statue, like, up in person. That'd be cool. But traveling for sure. Playing basketball, like, I would love to play basketball professionally. And if that does happen, you know, that'd be, like, a big thing. But yeah, traveling, playing professionally. I would love to one day, like, do sports broadcasting, so, like, announce games and stuff, like Marv Albert and, like, Kevin Harlan and, like, the NBA guys and stuff. So that'd be cool.
Well, you know what? If you, you know, you hang around here, you come swing back through here, we've got probably doing some basketball next year. Ooh. And you and Connor could probably work together at that.
Yeah.
And, you know, or something like that. Or, you know, there's you know what? You can start at a, at almost any level.
Mm-hmm.
And start there, and even if it's for free.
Yeah.
And to get those going. So,
yeah, exactly.
But you've always got a place here. If you want to come back and do basketball or baseball or football.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, it's anything to get going there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your bucket list. Okay, so you want to go back to Japan then. See, here we go back into being an officer in the Navy or the Marine Corps, because they've got bases over there.
Mm-hmm.
See, and you'd be paid, so you could go over and see that. And they have basketball teams in the military, too.
They do, yeah.
But it's not quite the same. You're not, like, going against pros.
True. It is traveling, though. It is.
You get to travel. You get all the travel you want. Okay, so you're going to go on over to Humboldt for a while, girlfriend graduates.
For
a couple weeks.
This semester, yeah.
A couple weeks after you, and then head on back down to San Diego and stay at folks.
Yeah, to hang out with the family, probably definitely look for like summer jobs, summer opportunities and stuff. Get my feet more wet.
Well, you know, while you're down there, you know, you can always, you know, apply for interns and all these different places down like that. And we're more than happy to, you know, write you a letter and do all those kind of things, too. So maybe it can help get you into one of the stations down there.
Mm-hmm.
To get you started during the summer.
No, that'd be great.
Well, we can do that. Because, you know, you've done a good job here, Keith, and we just appreciate everything you've done. And you take it. When somebody says they take constructive criticism well, you know, you got to kind of look at them and you go, well, that's really cool. And we have two people here that said that, you and Jennifer, and you both do that. You both want to learn. You're like sponges.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to learn and you soak up everything that's said, and then you do it. It's great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and I had to learn. how to take constructive criticism with, you know, basketball growing up and coaches and stuff like that. But, yeah, and after a while, you just get used to it, and you want to get that. You want to hear what you need to work on and what you can do better and stuff. So that's always encouraging to me.
Well, you know, you've got to, and if you can't, then you're not going to ever grow. Mm-hmm. And you grow by things not going always right all the time. Anyway, Keith Houston, Jr. Junior. Okay, Keith Houston, Jr. Thanks so much for being with us for the last several months. And just good luck for your wins and following seeds.
Oh, thank you. Future. Thank you. And if Linda's watching or hearing this, well, thank you too, Linda.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're going to miss you. So happy graduation. Tell your parents we said hello.
Yes, sir.
Stop by here and show them all.
Oh, no, I definitely will, yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, when we get back, we'll be with Dr. Kara Tennant. He's going to tell us how to keep our animals safe and happy this summer.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
To sign up for car insurance they didn't need, as well as for charging mortgage borrowers excessive fees. It's the harshest action yet by the Trump administration against a Wall Street firm. This on top of the $100 million fine levied back in 2016 for opening millions of bank and credit card accounts without customers' authorization. Wells Fargo warned last week it might have to revise first quarter earnings because of these new fines.
Correspondent Wally Hines. Authorities say one student shot another in the ankle at a Florida high school, and the suspect is in custody. The Ocala Star-Banner reports the shooting happened this morning at Forest High School, which was on lockdown. The injured student was taken to a local hospital. The Justice Department's Inspector General has sent a criminal referral to the United States Attorney's Office in the District of Columbia regarding Andrew McCabe, the fired Deputy FBI Director.
That means that the Inspector General's Office believes that there are grounds to investigate Andrew McCabe criminally on the question of whether he intentionally misled investigators and made intentional false statements during the course of an internal watchdog investigation.
Reporter Eric Tucker. President Donald Trump fumed at former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn over a delayed return call to Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Trump's displeasure with Flynn has been revealed in newly released memos written by former FBI Director James Comey detailing his conversations with President Trump. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is joining the team of lawyers representing President Donald Trump in the special counsel's Russia investigation. Giuliani has been an outspoken Trump supporter since the early days of his campaign. He's also a former U.S. attorney. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Arizona teachers have walked off the job, saying they'll walk off the job, to demand increased school funding, marking a key step toward a first-ever statewide strike that builds on a movement for higher pay in other Republican-dominated states. Noah Carvelis, an organizer for Arizona Educators United, explains why the teachers voted in favor of next week's walkout.
Every single day, every single student in the state of Arizona is being underfunded, and by doing so, we are throwing away an entire generation's opportunity at academic success. And not only that, we are underpaying our educators.
The walkout is scheduled for April 26th. There's more pessimism in America about relations with Russia, China, and North Korea. That's according to a new poll from the APNORC Center. It gives a look at the public's view of U.S. ties with those key strategic rivals. News and analysis at townhall.com. President Donald Trump says OPEC's effort to maintain high oil prices will not be accepted. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
OPEC member representatives and allied oil ministers are meeting today to talk about their agreement to keep oil prices up by maintaining production cuts. President Trump tweets the oil-producing cartel is at it again, saying there are record amounts of oil all over the place and oil prices are artificially very high. He writes, "No good and will not be accepted," though he does not say how he wants to counteract the efforts to keep prices higher. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mourners pay their respects today to former First Lady Barbara Bush. She died Tuesday at the age of 92 at her home in Houston. Mrs. Bush's body is lying in repose from noon to midnight today at Houston's St. Martin's Episcopal Church. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. It is 5.5 minutes after 8 o'clock. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Same great walk-in humidor, except it's even greater because it's expanded. More products, better. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, let's go to Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. Hi, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the red as investors weigh in on corporate earnings this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 174 points at 24,490. The S&P 500 is off 10 points, 2,682. And the Nasdaq Composite is losing 69 points at 7,168. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, GE positive 69 cents at 14.66, Bank of America up 12 cents at $30.29, and Nokia positive 13 cents trading at $5.96. For local stocks of interest, Costco's down $1.62 at $193.45, PG&E down 49 cents trading at $46.01, FedEx off $2.32 trading at $249.27. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.93%. And over to commodities, prices are lower there. Gold is down $10.90 an ounce at $1,337. Silver off 9 cents at $17.24 per ounce. And crude oil off 50 cents at $67 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, how'd you like Oliver?
I loved Oliver.
Wasn't it a great play?
I loved it. Great performance. Great songs.
Yeah.
Those kids were such great actors, too.
They are.
And the crowd was great. The snacks were great. The wine was great.
It was great.
And the Cascade Theater is an awesome venue. It's out in Reading. I really like it.
And Susan Eastman is great, too. So,
thanks.
Oh, you are. Okay, thanks, Susan. Have a nice weekend. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments and Financial Advisor, of course, at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call, 530-243-7561. She knows what's going on out there. Simon the Pieman, Dr. Kara Tennant is here. And I would say if you're having a problem putting a photo on is to reboot, and see if you can bring it back in again. So you should be able to put a photo on there because you see my name's got a photo beside it, too. So try again. Simon DePyman's out there from Virginia, I guess.
Always so nice.
Isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. Good morning, Dr. Kara Tennant.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. So,
go always on. Good to be here.
Always glad to have you here. I know. Okay. So what's going on in the animal world that we need to talk about today?
You know, I wanted to talk about a few things that I'm seeing a lot of in cats. And cats probably make up about half of the animals I see. The other half are going to be dogs. So it's a pretty good, you know, pretty good proportion. I do see a lot of cats.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm seeing a lot of kitties that are sick. And a lot of these illnesses are actually preventable. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about vaccinating your cats, indoor-outdoor kitties, and preventions.
Okay.
Heartworm and intestinal parasites.
Yeah, we usually be talking about our dogs.
I know.
And our feline friends also get all the stuff, too.
That's right. And about half my patients are cats. So they kind of get the short end of the stick sometimes.
So why is that?
I don't know.
You have cats, don't you?
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, see, so it's not like because you don't like cats.
Oh, no, I love cats.
Just that, you know, are dogs just more, are dogs easier to work on?
I think it depends. I mean, I think cats in general are easier to work on. A lot of the times I can examine them by myself.
Okay.
Even a fractious cat. But a dog, if a dog is aggressive, I'm going to need some help.
Okay. Well, you know, I could just see, I could see that, you know, three of you rolling around with a Great Dane in there while you're trying to take its temperature.
Great Danes are a lot easier sometimes than a little 4-pound Chihuahua.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're harder to
and
hold.
They become all teeth.
They do.
They're
feisty little
like
things.
They're like a 10-pound slick muscle that you're trying to grab.
Yeah, a little alligator rolling. So I'm seeing a lot of upper respiratory infections, and a lot of these can be prevented through upper respiratory vaccines.
Okay.
So in cats, it's called the distemper vaccine. We call it distemper because a lot of these upper respiratory infections look like distemper in dogs, even though it's not the same virus.
You know, I hear about distemper and all this. What exactly is distemper?
So distemper technically is a virus that attacks a dog. That has a lot of GI effects, so a lot of vomiting, a lot of diarrhea, but it also can attack the brain and cause seizures and coma and drooling, and it looks just like rabies. And there's no treatment for it. And I think survival is about 50% if we can.
For distemper.
Yeah.
So what do you do? How would you treat them?
It's just supportive care. So make sure they're hydrated, treat any secondary bacterial infections, make sure they're eating. Sometimes you have to put in a feeding tube. And a lot of the times these guys will have residual adverse effects, so like neurologic disease, so where they like they're always ataxic, so they stumble around almost, you know, like they're off balance, or where they'll have a head tilt that stays there forever. I mean, just in distemper, the distemper vaccine is so effective that we should never be seeing distemper.
But we still see it though. It's rare, though.
It's rare, but okay. But we see it because it's in the wildlife. So, like, they just had an outbreak in Ohio, and the raccoons. The raccoons are coming up with distemper, and they look like these rabid raccoons, but when they're testing them, it's distemper. But the problem is that if we have unvaccinated dogs, they're going to be at high risk for getting that from
How do they spread distemper? Is it by what?
So direct contact, aerosol. And it's in the soil.
In the soil, too. Mm-hmm. So if they're in there and they're sniffing the soil mm-hmm. and they can get it in their nose mm-hmm. and all that. Wow, that's great. And once you get into a kennel, like something like that, it could really just be deadly then. It could
be like wildfire. But, okay. You know, these kennels, you know, everyone requires vaccines. So.
Yeah. Okay, going back into the kitty. Because I've heard about distemper, but I didn't know that it could be mistaken for rabies. And I thought, you know, and I knew that. It was an expensive care for them, and with a 50% chance that it wasn't going to help.
Yeah, and here's the problem. You can't really test for it. You have to test brain tissue. So, you know, the animal has to pass away in order for you to do that.
To do that.
Yeah, it's really tough. So if you vaccinate.
Okay. Oh, and, you know, it's that type of thing. And I'm pretty sure it doesn't cause autism in animals. So vaccination. How do you know?
Oh,
they don't talk. Well, what?
Why
is everybody looking at me like that, like I said something bad? Okay? Let's just take a break then. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. It's where Linda goes when she has, if I'm out hunting, out in the woods where I'm gone. She needs some place to go to hang out. She hangs out at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They have selections for everybody. 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant, and I'll try and get my questions back under control here.
Oh. full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
The spring flies, speedball flies, so people forget.
Welcome back to Speedfire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Home Helpers can assist you in keeping your loved ones where they're the happiest, in their own home. Give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350 or check out ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This is absolutely the best place to go to if you need some assistance in your home with your loved ones. I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant, and she is the head veterinarian at Care Animal Hospital on Hilltop. Or no, Dana Drive. Hilltop. It is Hilltop. Dana goes off to the side there. Hilltop all the way to the end, though. Next to the car wash, next to the behind. Yeah, if you go too far, you'll see Giant Burgers, Bartell's Giant Burgers. That's right. So that's too far. So you're in between there, and you're open 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Wow, that's really expanding.
Yeah, it's good. And we're going to go back to our summer hours in May, where we'll be open till 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So and you got, see, I've met some of your staff that came to Swarry the other day, and a new veterinarian who used to do the heavy lifting with the large animals.
I know.
You know, she looks like she weighs like 95 pounds.
I think she weighs 95 pounds.
That's it. Yeah. And she said, I'd always have to prove myself. Some old rancher out there, oh, yeah, you want to take care of my bull, go on. And she'd do it.
I know. She's awesome.
So now she's working on little animals.
I know. So. I think she does a lot of the large stuff on the side. Or she wants to.
Oh, she wants to?
Yeah, still dabble in it. Keep her brain challenged.
How different is it? I mean, large animals, small animals.
It's different.
Totally. It's totally.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, when I first graduate, I want to do it all. I want to do large and small and everything in between. But mm-hmm. it's really, really hard to be good at all of it.
And because, what, they're that much different? The diseases are different?
Diseases are different, and vaccines are different, and preventative care is different, and medications are different. And so it's hard to remember.
All that stuff.
Yeah, like...
Fills your head up.
Yeah. You know, like one drug will kill one animal and it's prevention for another.
You've been saying that some things won't affect a cat but will kill a dog and vice versa.
I know. It's so crazy.
Yes. Well, okay. So you're giving vaccinations to your kitties.
To your kitties,
for the
upper
respiratory.
Upper respiratory. The combination vaccine has... you know, pan leukopenia, Khaleesi virus, and rhinotracheitis, and those are kind of your upper respiratory. And these can cause ulcers in the mouth, conjunctivitis, nasal discharge, sneezing. I mean, these kitties really can be sick. And if you have ulcers in your mouth, especially on your tongue, just think about how uncomfortable that is, and these kitties then don't want to eat. And if you have a cat that doesn't want to eat, then their liver gets really, really angry, and then they can go into liver failure. Dogs don't do that. Dogs are like humans, you know. They can go without food for a good period of time, but not cats.
Cats can't go without food very long, huh?
Mm-mm.
They go into liver failure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like 2 days? 3 days?
Usually 3 days.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Now, people will start dropping off because they don't have water after 3 days. But
right.
A cat, well, even if it has water.
Uh-huh. Even if it has water, their liver will start failing. Then they turn yellow.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. Poor cats. They're so sensitive.
I didn't know that. I didn't know. Well, really. What about feral cats? Same thing?
Same thing. Yeah, and feral cats, you know, it's really tough to vaccinate them, you know, because you can't always catch the same ones.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what we do with feral kitties, and when we catch them, we spay and neuter them, and then we vaccinate them. And even though they just get the one vaccine and they don't get any boosters, they're still, you know, they're still pretty well protected.
Okay.
But they don't live as long as they, you know, as an indoor cat. And an indoor-outdoor cat doesn't live as long as an indoor cat. You know, because indoor-outdoor cat or mainly outdoor cat is going to be exposed to more things. So fighting and all these diseases and mountain lions and whatever is out there.
We have a question here.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an age when you don't have to give them the vaccines anymore?
So there's not an age. If you're concerned about vaccines, you can do titers. At least for the distemper vaccines, and show, you know, are those antibody levels protective? And we think they work pretty well. With the rabies vaccine, the state of California doesn't accept a titer. So in order to stop giving the rabies vaccine, your veterinarian needs to prove that an additional vaccine will actually kill your
pet. So as an animal, like a cat or dog gets older, I guess she's talking about cats here, then you still have to keep them vaccinated all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the distemper vaccine is every 3 years, and so it's...
Okay.
It's not every year like it used to be.
And she said besides rabies. You know, rabies, you keep them, you know, you keep doing that, vaccinating them.
You keep doing that.
Okay.
Now it depends on the lifestyle, too. If I have, say I have a 16-year-old strictly indoor cat, there are no other cats that this kitty is in contact with, maybe another indoor cat, then I'm probably not going to continue that distemper vaccine because the risk of them actually being exposed is very, very low. So, you know, that's something that you definitely need to chat with your vet about. But there's no, like, as soon as a cat is over 12, it's going to stop getting the vaccines. You know, there's no hard line.
And if your cat goes outside anyway during the day, distemper.
Your 16-year-old kitty is still going to be exposed. So it's probably a good idea to still protect them because as they get older, their immune system isn't as great as when they were younger. So they're going to be more susceptible.
I've been seeing photos of obese kitties. Have you seen these? Have you seen these kitties?
I've seen some
like
of these
45-pound kitties.
Oh my,
and the guy is showing the a chart to him. He says, "Doctor says you have to lose weight." And the cat's just, you know.
Oh my goodness.
People are.
It's the people.
People
are
feed
really tough. I know it's tough. Cats are very demanding, and they're bossy, and they will be loud, and they'll keep you up because they want to eat. And so it's really tough to give in to that. You know, if it's 4 a.m. and your cat is yelling at you because he's hungry, it's hard not to feed them because you just want to go back to sleep. But really, I mean, these cats, obesity in cats that are overweight are more prone to diabetes and heart disease and joint disease and liver disease. And, you know, they just don't live as long.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really
like
important.
People.
Just like people. I mean, think about the diseases people get. Cats are very similar. Because like we chatted about before, maybe a few months ago,
yeah.
Cats get type 2 diabetes. So that means that we can create that by feeding them, and we can also manage that with food a lot of the times. So you can make your cat diabetic by feeding him.
And it's trying to put him on a treadmill doesn't always work with a kitty. Dog, you can do it. Because dogs are just, okay, this is what they want me to do. I'll just do this. But a cat just goes, and pretty soon you're dragging the cat. You know, the cat's mm-hmm. just laying there, and the treadmill's just taking his fur off.
Cats are tough, because if they don't want to do something, they're not going to do it. It's tough. And that, you know, you can throw the ball and you can have one of those little fishing poles and try to play with them. But if they don't want to do it, they're not going to do it. So you have to cut the food.
Okay, cut the food.
Mm-hmm.
All right, got it. Okay, so what are we moving on to now? What about Lucas? What about Lucas the cat? I understand.
What about Lucas?
Yeah,
I think he was referring to you talking to Fat about fat cats.
Fat cats. Oh, okay.
I think Lucas is losing weight, though.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
Right. You never can tell.
I know. His vet told him that he was too chunky, so he needs.
Is it tough when you tell the partners of the pets that their dog or their kitty is too chunky and they need to lose weight? Are the owners usually chunky too?
Oh, a lot of the times they are. It's a really difficult conversation to have,
mm-hmm.
especially if I see an obese pet, mm-hmm. and then the owners are very overweight also, and they don't think their pet is overweight. And so I always show them how they can feel their pet, because you can look at an animal, and sometimes they're really fluffy, and it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
But it's a really tough conversation to have. A lot of owners are offended if I bring it up. And there are some people that are actually really, really fit, too, but their animal is overweight because they... I don't know if they
eat a lot, but they exercise a lot.
Right.
So they feed their dog when they eat.
Yeah, or they restrict themselves and they feel like they, you know, they live vicariously through their pet. I don't know. But yeah, that's something that I dread. But the majority of the pets I see are overweight. And so that means that their lifespan is going to be shorter too. And so my job is to make sure that these pets are nice and healthy for as long as possible.
I can imagine you're looking at somebody that's like 80 pounds overweight and you're trying to tell them their cat's 5 pounds overweight. And they're looking at you like, there's nothing wrong with my cat. There's nothing wrong with my cat. What are you telling me this for?
But think about 5 pounds on a kitty.
On a cat,
should
yeah.
weigh,
no, no.
You know, 10 pounds.
And it's like 50% overweight.
It's tough.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 30 counties right now, constantly expanding. If you're looking for CCW, defensive pistol, unarmed training, comes under Northern Firearms Instruction, strikes and ways to protect yourself, all under Northern Firearms Instruction. Look at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
At Cypress Store Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Store Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Store Eyes, 722-9992.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane.
there's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Missing in America Project's fundraising banquet this May 26th at the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading. An opportunity to raise money for a great organization that locates, identifies, and interns missing, forgotten veterans. So please come and join us for a prime rib dinner, raffle and auction, thousands of dollars of fantastic auction items at this event. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Linda Kent at 356-3651.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning. It's Friday. It's 8:31 in the morning. Gosh, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's going to go up to 83 today. It's going to be beautiful this weekend. Red Bluff Roundup tonight. I have two tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup for tonight's performance. It starts at 7 o'clock. Give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. A better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Yes. Just go down there sometimes and just sit there and get your testosterone update. It's like your own little testosterone vaccine. You go in there and it gets boopity boopity, and everybody's fine after that. I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant, that is from Care Animal Hospital. Why are your cheeks red? Because I said that? No.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's funny.
Hey, Dr. Tennant, there's something that was in the paper today. It's called what? They were talking about Western tree hole mosquitoes, which I had never even heard of. What's the story on that?
So apparently the problem with these guys is they're not just in standing water like a lot of other mosquitoes. They also like crevices, like trees.
Yeah, any place branches. That you can have water.
Anything
that holds, yeah.
Yeah, and apparently they're coming. But, I mean, it's mosquito season year-round, but now, I mean, we've got a lot of water. So the problem with these mosquitoes is they transmit diseases. And because, you know, because I work with pets, I work with a lot of heartworm disease. So that's going to be the biggest thing that we see as far as pets go. And heartworm is transmitted by mosquitoes. We talk about it periodically throughout the year because it is Reading and Shasta County is kind of a hotbed for heartworm. I probably diagnose
anywhere. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we diagnose anywhere between 3 and 5 cases a month, probably.
Of heartworm.
If not more. Yeah.
And you can prevent this, of course, by pills or...
Mm-hmm. And we can prevent this. And it's really tough to test a cat. Cats are not good hosts for heartworm.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is the heartworm doesn't like to live in the cat very, very well, so they only will have one or two, maybe three worms. And in order to show up positive on a test, you need a female worm. So if a kitty has two male worms living in their heart vessels, it's going to show up negative.
Okay.
But with a dog, dogs are great hosts, so they have tons and tons of worms living in their heart, and so they come up positive pretty easily. So those positive cases, they're all from dogs, and so we don't even know about cats. We think it's, you know, we think that it's very similar, you know, maybe 60% of what we see in dogs. But it is preventable. So with dogs, and people have the misconception that the treatment is very expensive or it's toxic. The treatment is, or the preventative is very, it's pretty cheap. And I mean, at our clinic, it's $8 a month. Or if you buy a bigger supply, it's going to be a little bit cheaper. The treatment.
It's $8 a month for a heartworm medicine.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the heartworm preventative also protects against intestinal parasites. So roundworms and hookworms, mainly some of these preventatives protect against whipworms as well. Some of them also have something in it that will kill fleas or sterilize the flea eggs, so fleas will never hatch. So there are a lot of these preventatives that are really, really helpful to help prevent the spread of disease.
So Jared, did you know you could get worms from your dog?
Oh, my goodness.
You didn't know that? You can't. I think you can.
We just can't have one time where we don't do this.
Well, no. No, but I mean, you've got three dogs, and if you're not giving them that, I mean, you could get worms.
Oh, well, that part is true.
See, that's did I lie? No.
I did not know that
part.
Oh, yeah, you can get worms from your dogs.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your dog licks your mouth.
Yeah.
Guess what? I don't you got worms, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
They could be in your beard, and you never know it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. The people can get it, too. That's
they
one
can.
Of the things.
Well, and that's why these, you know, all these heartworm preventatives, they all protect against roundworms and hookworms, whether they protect against whips or whatever. But roundworms and hookworms are the two that people can get. So that's why that's important.
Okay.
And treatment for heartworm disease in dogs is incredibly expensive, and it's painful, and it takes a long time. And I would say, you know, for a 50-pound dog, you're probably going to spend maybe $2,200 to treat that dog. And that's not even talking about the pain that the dog's going to go through. So it's much better to prevent, you know, to prevent this.
Give that dog your pill once a month.
Once a month.
Wrap it up in a little cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just swallow it right down.
Mm-hmm.
And so now your dog's safe.
And then your dog is safe.
Okay.
And then so for cats, there's no treatment in cats. The treatment for heartworm will kill a cat. So we don't have any treatments. Basically, all we have is preventative care, and heartworm prevention in cats. We all know cats are picky. You know, they don't always eat a treat. Dogs love treats. That's why a lot of these heartworm preventatives are are treats, like an oral tablet that they take every month. There is an oral tablet for cats, but a lot of cats won't eat it. They'll eat it once, and then they won't eat it again. So these are topicals that are once a month that protect also against fleas and intestinal parasites and heartworm. And so it's really important to keep your cat, even your indoor cat, because we've all seen mosquitoes in the house. So we want our indoor cats to be safe as well as our outdoor kitties that are going to be exposed.
How do you force feed a cat? Can you do that? Can you put a pill down a cat's throat? I mean, I've never seen anybody do it, but I guess you can, huh?
You can,
just
yeah.
Make a reservation at your office, and you make it into a kitty burrito where you wrap it totally up so it can't move.
You know, there are always jokes about medicating a cat because it can be really tough. But that's one of the things we do. Yeah, you pop it down the throat. They're definitely cats. You can't do that too. And we have special devices that will pill the cat if you can't stick your fingers down.
Pill a cat.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Okay. All right, so that's the. I wanted to bring up the Western treehole mosquito because it's in the front page of the paper, and people are trying to figure out what that is. So, but that's easily preventable, just by again taking the heartworm, because most of it probably will be they will go from animal to animal, and you can get heartworm that way. So you just want to keep that prevention going
like
that. Yeah,
you want to keep your pets safe, because there's not always clinical signs. I can't tell you how many people I see who say my dog is not on a heartworm preventative, but he's fine. You know, it's fine. And I think, oh, my goodness, this is like Russian roulette, because we have so many, you know, so many mosquitoes and so much heartworm here. And honestly, I don't see any clinical signs with dogs with heartworm disease until they're in end-stage heart failure. So you don't want to see any clinical signs of heartworm from your dog, because that probably means your dog's got advanced heartworm disease and is in heart failure, which also means treating that dog is going to be very, very risky. And there's not, I mean, we can try, but...
It's just nasty.
It is nasty. So the best is prevention.
Well, you know, it's for everything. We go back into the vaccines again for animals.
Preventative care.
And you know what? And the fact is like you said, it's $8 a month. And that will prevent your dog from getting heartworm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, what's next on our list here?
Well, I was going to talk a little bit about, kind of going into preventative care, the importance of scheduling annual exams with your pets, because a lot of people will say, oh, my pet is fine. They don't need to go in. Besides, they do need to go in if they're needing prescriptions. So heartworm preventative, you need a prescription. So legally, you're required to have an exam every year. But if you're not doing heartworm preventative, then your pet should still go in every year, because what we're doing is, and when I'm doing a physical exam, I do it the same way every time, so I don't miss anything. And I also talk through my exam, so the owners know what I'm looking at. So I start at the nose and work my way down to the tail. So and a lot of us do that so that you know that when they're looking at your pet, they know what they're looking at. So we look at the teeth and see, do we have any evidence of dental disease? Does this pet need a dental, or do the teeth look really great? We look in the eyes. We're looking for things like cataracts. We're looking at the retina to make sure it's normal. We're looking at the corneal surface to make sure we don't have...
Can you do that just by looking in your eyes, or do you need to put one of those little things in that they have that doctors do?
We need a thaumoscope.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you use that too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
And then we look in the ears, and I can't tell you how many dogs and cats I see that are normal at home that have a foxtail down in the ear, they have an ear infection, and the pets don't tell the owners,
And you don't know that.
Or the owners don't notice it, that they're shaking their head or they're scratching at their ear or they've got an odor coming from there. And so that's important. And then we listen to the heart. We're listening for heart murmurs. We're listening to the rhythm. We're making sure the rate is normal, because if we see a 150-pound Great Dane and that heart rate is 150, when it should be, maybe 60, maybe 80 because they're nervous, then we know that we need to look at that heart, because that rhythm is completely abnormal. And it's interesting, because heart rates in animals are inversely proportionate to their size. So the larger the animal, the slower their heart rate, and the smaller the animal, the higher their heart rate. So a little guinea pig's probably going to have like a 300 beats per minute heart rate.
You ever see guinea pigs?
No.
No, this one. Just...
Occasionally I will. I don't see sick guinea pigs. There's not a lot I can do.
Guinea pigs, just, they're either going to live or die.
As I've gotten older, I've just pretty much limited it to cats and dogs.
Okay. All right, so you're looking at it, and so the heart rate of a small dog then would be higher than the heart rate of a big dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look like a hummingbird. How many thousand times does that thing beat?
You can't even count it.
You can't even count it. Okay, so then you listen to the heart, then you move into the
abdomen.
Vets will feel their around their ribs and all that. Uh-huh. What's that?
So we're seeing if we can feel the liver. The liver's tucked up underneath the ribs. That's not something we usually should be able to feel unless the animal is really, really relaxed. That's the exception. So if we can feel it, then it's abnormal. It's enlarged or we've got a tumor. We're feeling the kidneys. We're feeling the intestines. We're feeling for anything abnormal. Do we have a kidney tumor? Do we have an intestinal tumor? Is the bladder full? Is the bladder empty? Can we feel the prostate on just abdominal palpation, or do we have to do a rectal? Now, there's some dogs that have prostate cancer, and you can actually feel it in the abdomen, so that's, never, never good.
Dogs can have prostate cancer?
Uh-huh.
Is it rare?
No.
No.
I wouldn't say it's rare.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay, so you've worked your way down. Okay, so you're feeling all down through there. Seeing, can you feel like hernias and those kind of things too? Mm-hmm. Dogs get hernias?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do with that?
They get surgical repair.
Or if it's bad, right?
Well, so if we have a hernia that you can, like we have a opening in the body wall that things can come out of, then we repair it. Because the worry is if it's big enough for a piece of the intestine to come out, then that has the opportunity to twist and make that animal really, really sick. So we repair those.
I know in people they don't do that. I mean, they don't. I mean,
hernias?
Yeah.
If they have intestines coming out.
Okay.
But if it's small, if it's not what we call reducible, so if I can't squish things back up into the abdomen.
Okay, I guess that's it. So if, as long as you can poke it back in.
Yeah. If I can poke it back in, that's probably going to need to go to surgery. But if I can't, then it's just hanging out.
It just goes out. Yeah, yeah, you have to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're feeling all that in there. Okay.
Yeah, great. And then move to the back, and I feel the hips and the knees and the hocks. And then I also feel the skin. You know, do we feel any lumps and bumps? Do we have warts? Do we have any tumors? Do I need to be concerned about anything? And then we can go from there. I mean, if there's nothing I'm concerned about, great. We've got a healthy pit.
All right, so you do all that. So you're checking everything, then everything you can feel, because you know what it's supposed to feel like.
Mm-hmm.
You've done this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant. She just explained what happens when you have a physical for your animal, what it should have, you know, what happens there. And, you know, starting from the nose all the way back, where she's looking into the nose and down in the ears in case there's a foxtails. And you get a foxtail, and it's just a matter of time before you have to have it pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
So and I've seen people, I had next door neighbor had this little dog. And dog is happy and happy, and then the next day it was its eye looked like it somebody punched it in the head, and had gotten a foxtail somewhere, and that was like, and this was years ago, decades ago. It was like $1,000 later, you know, $1,000 later, foxtail was fixed. The dog had, you know, they had to open it up and take it out in there. So you're right. If you can prevent these things, okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security, 243-0295, an ounce of prevention since 1968. If you're looking for help at your door in 10 minutes or less, they have a program for do that, and it's not expensive. It's not an expensive program. If you have a problem with people coming into your stores, your businesses, or your home, you know, or hang, you know, out there, and you want them to leave and they won't do it, North State Security will have somebody there faster than any police, any sheriff's officer. They're trained to deal with this. They're trained on how to defuse situations. North State Security, ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, President and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint,
moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's Friday, 61 degrees, going up to 83. The weather's going to be beautiful the whole weekend. 80s the whole weekend long for the Red Bluff Roundup. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this portion of the show. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading, recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award, a certified chest pain center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant, who is the head of Care Animal Hospital on the end of Hilltop. Drive up all the way up to the end of Hilltop, and you'll find her and all of her minions there. You've got how many vets work there?
I have four.
You have four working for you. Yeah. Okay. And then plus all the other people that are there.
That's right.
And there, you walk in, and it is a... It's happiness, it's teeth, it's people are showing, you know, mm-hmm. smiling at you and, you know, can I help you and all that, and yeah. all those kind of things.
We have a really great staff, and we're updating our website so that you can see our staff, because we've got, you know, because we're growing, so we've been hiring.
Growing,
so that you can get to know our staff on our website.
So what's the website?
CareReading.com.
CareReading.com, because mm-hmm. there's more than one Care Animal Hospital, right? Or is there just one?
Well, in Reading... Just Care.
Just Care.
Yeah,
okay.
Just us.
All right. So so now it's, it's April, and we've got the hot weather coming. So it's going to be 83 this weekend. Is it time to start telling people to start watching, putting their dogs in the cars?
It is. Oh, I mean, if it's too hot for you, it's too hot for your pet. You know, when you sit in a, you know, you leave it, mm-hmm. like say you're just running in really fast for 10 minutes and you get back in your car and it's only, you know, it's only 75 outside, but in your car it's really warm and they've got a coat of hair, so it's incredibly dangerous, and people get really feisty about it, and so you're in danger of having your window broken by
a
stranger.
No, if people see it, because there's been some kind of law that says if the dog's in danger you can break the window legally, and it's kind of like, well, wait a minute. I got the air conditioning on. The dog's listening to Billy Joel. He's having a great time in there. He's just happy. He's happy. You know, and you broke my window and let all the air conditioning out and stole my dog.
I know. So you have to be careful. So yeah. I think, 50s is safe. I think even 60s is safe if you're in the shade. But anything above that, I would definitely not
out.
Do it.
I've walked out before and it's been 70 degrees inside my car. It's like 90.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the windows up and all that.
Because it's like a little hot box.
Yeah.
Just gets really hot in there. Oh, yeah. So don't do that.
Okay. So hot weather. It's back with us again. So we want to warn ourselves about that.
It's probably going to get really hot really fast now.
Do people clip their dogs for hot weather?
Yeah, a lot of people do. I think dogs really do well with that. And there are certainly some breeds that people think you shouldn't clip. But I think they do really well. So, for example, a Sheltie or a Shetland Sheepdog, a lot of people think you shouldn't shave them. But I think they feel pretty good when you do.
Does it bother dogs that they've had long hair and they get sheared like that?
No.
I mean, is it kind of like psychologically it doesn't, you know, it's different?
I mean, they seem to run around and they feel so, they act like they feel so good. I mean, I don't think it bothers them. I think they feel light and airy.
Light and airy. Okay. That's cool. Light and airy. I love that.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. How about if you just shave, like, hot zones, like their belly or something like that?
Yeah.
I've seen people do that. I've seen people do that on horses.
Yeah.
Where they've shaved them.
You certainly can do that, too. And that'll help keep your pet cool. It gets really hot here, as we all know. And they've got that whole fur coat. So if you can imagine you wearing a fur coat when it's 100 degrees outside, your pet's pretty hot.
Okay. What else? We've got like 5 minutes left.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to bring up some of the things you can do to make your pet experience good when you go to the vet hospital.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So sure. the first thing you should do is see if you can get your pet used to the carrier, specifically a cat, because it's hard to get them in the carrier, and the owners have to cancel the appointment because they can't catch the cat. And so one of the things to do is to leave it out all the time. You know, if you leave it out all the time, it becomes part of the furniture, and cats are not, they're not afraid of it. And so it's a lot easier to get them in when you come to the vet hospital.
Do the animals know? Okay. Do animals know if they're going to the vet?
Well, the thing is that, say, you know, you have a carrier that you only use when you take them to the vet.
Then they know that. It doesn't take them long, right?
And that's why they hate it. Because they're coming to the vet, or they're coming in the car ride, which they hate. And cats hate change, so when their environment changes, it stresses them out. And so if you really try to reduce that by leaving it open, and there are things called Feloway, and Feloway is a pheromone that has a calming effect on cats. So they have little wipes that you can wipe down the carrier, you can spray the carrier, and that.
They've got things that you could spray that calm down cats.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Work on people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's cat pheromones, so.
Cat pheromones. Probably not. Okay. I like it, though, that you thought about the question. You thought, well, you know what, guys, he's asked me another strange question here. No, okay, it's not going to work, Carl. Okay, well, I've never heard that there's things you could spray to calm down cats. Is there things that you could spray to calm down dogs?
Mm-hmm. There is. Yeah.
Wow.
Calming effect.
It does. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you have the carriers there.
Yeah.
And
you want to make sure that your veterinarian has your pet's record. So if you're going to a new vet, either drop off their records ahead of time or have your vet call your previous vet to get the records so that your pet's chart can be updated so we know what vaccines he's due for, what vaccines he's had in the past. Is he on a heartworm preventative? Are we due for blood work? It really helps because if we're trying to get that information at the time of the appointment, then that takes a whole lot of time. And so if we have it ahead of time, then we can all be prepared. And then you as a pet owner don't have to wait as long as if we had to go build everything up.
Right. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you also want to come with questions. So when you're sitting and just like when you're going to your own doctor, you know, you sit in the office and you think, oh, I had a whole bunch of questions, but I don't remember what they were. And so if you write them down ahead of time and then you can come in and then we can answer all of your questions or address your questions, that's really helpful for you as a pet owner and also us, as the veterinarian, that we can make sure that we're answering all your questions, make sure you understand the treatment plan that we have for you, and it makes everyone happy because you're getting value in that scheduled time that you have with your vet.
Okay. What about for dogs? I mean, do dogs know? I mean, if you put them in the car, do they hit a certain spot and they know, wait a minute, last time I came this way, it was to the vet.
They always know.
Do they know that? They
know when they get in the parking lot. And a lot of dogs
really love it.
Because they can smell it.
Okay. So a dog's sense of smell is that good. When you make the turn into the parking lot, they can smell.
Their sense of smell is extraordinary. And a cat's sense of smell, almost as good as a dog's.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, that's so cool.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, and so it's important for your dog to enjoy coming to the vet, too. And don't just bring your dog in once a year to get the vaccines, because that's not the best experience, right?
So you're telling people here, bring your dog in and just let them just be petted and loved on and then get in a little treat and then leave.
Yes, exactly. We call that desensitization. So they realize, oh, this isn't a terrible place. These people are really nice. They have cookies. I'm not going to get poked every time I come here. And it really works for a lot of dogs. I've had several dogs that I could not touch at all because they were terrified and aggressive, that now I can do a full physical exam because the owners are taking the time to bring them in frequently, and the dogs realize, oh, it's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, if somebody's not poking me and putting things in me and all
this
kind of stuff.
Right, because it's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Kara Tennant, every month. We so much enjoy having you here to talk about these things. Okay, tell everybody where Care Animal Hospital is.
It's on 20 Hilltop Drive, the very north end of Hilltop, just at Hilltop and Lake Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach us at 244-2287, or you can look us up online at carereading.com.
Last thing you want to tell people?
Call your vet if you have questions, not the Internet.
Not the Internet. Well, that's really probably good advice. Does that make you crazy when somebody looks it up and they go, well, the Internet said this?
Or they gave their limping dog aspirin, you know, just before they came to come see me. And, oh, you know, that means I can't really help your dog's pain so much.
Oh, because you've already given him aspirin.
Right.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
We will see you next month.
Sounds good.
And if not at the rodeo, at the Red Bluff Roundup that's tonight. And now we're trying to figure out where all the tickets are. So, but if you won, do we have anybody win tickets yet? Okay, we did. All right. Okay, Jared, have a great weekend. Everybody, have a good weekend. Be safe out there. We come back Monday. It's going to be another great week here in the city of Reading. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Stand me up at the gates of hell.
The news is brought to you on...